This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Bending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
God. Guys, if you wanted to watch a midget fuck a hemophiliac, awkward. They have websites for that.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dece World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is the Social Hour. On today's show, hip-hop duo Exact Change and Matisse, with Sophie Tomey on the news, and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. While in Seattle, he couldn't find any straws to do his cocaine with. Dece Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thank you for coming back, guys. We took a little brief hiatus as I was on the road. Sorry about that, guys. I did make you believe you'd get some new episodes, and I didn't fucking bring any because I was real goddamn busy the last 2 weeks. But it's been a good time. We're back in studio. I've got Sophie and Jeremy here. What's up, guys? How you doing? Back in studio with the gang. We also have hip-hop artists Exact Change and Matisse in the house. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Thank you very much for coming out. Buddy of mine, it's Jakin. Jakin Martinez in the house, too, back there, kicking it. What's up, man? Good to have him back here. We're going to talk to them in a minute about all the stuff going on. It's going to be a hot summer. They'll be doing some music. It's going to be good, good times. I'll just catch up real quickly on a couple things since I haven't chatted with any of you guys in a while. Like I said, I've been on the road. I was on the west side. I was in Tacoma, Seattle, Bellingham, which is basically Canada, I found out the hard way. Pendleton, Oregon. I've been all over the place. Kettle Falls. It's been a busy summer so far. It's going to get crazier, but I am going to do better at bringing you an episode every week. I think I needed the time off, though. But it was good. So hopefully you guys are you missed us. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? Isn't that what they say, Jeremy?
I think they say distance, but absence is what... Yeah.
I feel like we had this debate once before, and I feel like
I always thought it was abscess.
Abscess? Abscess. Abscess.
No, abscess makes the heart grow larger. That's true. That's what my doctor told me.
Was it you and I that had this debate before, Sophia? I feel like this has happened before.
Maybe.
I don't know, but anyway.
We both drink so much, it's hard to say.
I know.
So many
it's
other
hard
drugs
to say.
Mixed in there.
it has been a fun couple weeks, though. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, it's been real dramatic. I know that. I am not, so I know people are upset. Jeremy, you watch Game of Thrones?
Of course.
Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
I'm an episode behind right now, but I don't care about spoilers at
okay.
this point.
I don't watch it. I feel like I'm the only person in the world who... Sophie, you don't watch it, do you?
Used to. Anymore.
You gave up.
So
yeah.
Outnumbered,
I guess. I know this. The other day, my girlfriend was very upset because a bunch of dragons died. She's like, all these dragons. I'm just upset. These dragons died. I'm like, you realize 8 kids were shot in Denver in a school yesterday? And you're not upset about that? What is these dragons? She's like, yeah, I wasn't emotionally attached to them. Like,
the dragons were only like 2.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you can have new ones, probably cuter ones, too. How long do dragons live for, too? Like 150 years?
The large size, they have to get some kind of like hip dysplasia.
Yeah,
like,
sure. Do you think they get lung cancer easily because they got all those carcinogens in there anyway?
I don't know.
They're pretty, like,
well, if they lived that long, they were basically children when they got killed, too. So,
yeah.
Yeah, did they get shot to death? What happened? Some disgruntled transgender.
Wait, they have guns in Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
Or are we talking
man.
About the kids?
I'm not sure.
Crossbows and shit. You know, it's basically guns.
The kids got shot by crossbows. The dragons got shot by guns.
We don't care about people, animals, and stuff. You know, those dragons with like a nice Sarah McLachlan song behind them, that Arms of an Angel play. You'll shed a tear.
That's right. Yeah, dragons are.
Cry every goddamn time, man.
She gets very upset at me, though, because I am an emotionless void of a human being.
That's true.
And we, like, did you guys ever see the movie Hereditary?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So there's the, you know, the part when the little girl's head gets knocked off? Mm-hmm. because she's going into anaphylactic shock, Jeremy. I'll paint this picture. Okay. She's going into actually, maybe I can find it on YouTube. So let's see. YouTube, Hereditary.
Oh my god.
So when you say knocked off, do you mean decapitated or
So let's see. I don't want 2 minutes of it. Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Let's bring this up. So this would be for I understand wish to proceed.
What do you mean?
I think my throat's getting bigger.
Okay, let's so so they're driving down the freeway, and she's going into anaphylactic shock, right? And the sun's not really supposed to be out and have her out especially.
So she's a vampire?
Yeah, so she's kind of special. And she's gasping for air. She's dying because she's allergic to peanuts. and he's speeding in a dark highway. So she rolls the window down to get some air, and then she looks and then he swerves, and there's a pole, and her knocks her goddamn head off.
It opened up her airway.
That's little known fact. That's the quickest way to get to an airway.
Here's the thing about that scene. I literally
masturbated.
I laughed. I started laughing. I started laughing. I was like busting out, cracking up, dying laughing. And the more I started laughing, the more she got mad, the more I started laughing. I could not stop laughing about that. I'm like, her fucking stupid face when it hit the pole.
God.
And, like, people in the theater are turning around and looking at me. And she's like, will you fucking stop? And the more mad she gets, the more I'm like, I can't. Now you're just feeding. I can't. And I laugh for probably like a solid 5 minutes. I could not stop, and she was so angry at me. I have no soul when it comes to these things. I did say I'm going to do it. I'm going to take that scene, and as soon as the head gets knocked off, I want to go stop the video and rewind it and then put it to Yakety Sax and do it over and over again like 18 times like that.
Everything needs that behind it.
Oh, it just, because like that's what hit my head is that scene and the Yakety Sax thing. And I tried to explain that to her later, and she's like, "You're a monster." I'm like, "You're the one who lets me put my penis in you." That's maybe it's you. You knew what this was before we got started. Yeah, anyway, those dragons. Who cares, right? Who gives a fuck about those dragons? real quickly before we get into it with the guys, too, I need an opinion on this, and I've talked to Sophie about this, but I was reminded of this the other day. A buddy of mine texts me from Montana, one of my good friends, and he's got a girlfriend who's really hot, right? She has a twin sister. who there was a time when I wanted to get him to get me to hook me up with his girlfriend's twin sister, right? But I didn't know how to ask him to hook me up. Like, I didn't know how to tell him that I wanted to have sex with someone who looks exactly like his girlfriend. I feel like that's a really weird conversation to have with your friend.
That's
like,
a compliment.
Is it, though? Or is it just like, have you been eyeballing my girlfriend every time we're around, you fucking creep?
Well, he probably, if he's one of your best friends, he already knows that you're eyeballing his girlfriend every time you're around.
It's a true statement, Sophie. Wow. Make a good point. I just like, how do you broach that? Would you be able to tell your buddy, be like, hey, you know that girl who's looks exactly like the girl you're banging? I also want to bang that girl. Not the same one you're banging, just one who looks identical. To that.
That sounds like true friendship. Honestly.
I think that's a safe situation where you can do that and actually keep your bro. Because if your bro just has a hot girlfriend and you're just kind of looking at his girl like, yo, man, I would totally tap that.
Yeah.
This is like a safe situation where you can be like, I wouldn't tap that out of respect.
Right.
But if you had like an exact copy of that you could just like slide my way, I would totally nail that to the wall.
So you guys be down with that. What if your girlfriend had a twin sister and your buddy asked you, like Matisse, if Exact came up to you and was like, your girlfriend had a twin sister, was like, hey man, I would like her to fillet me in the back of a rental Saturn.
I would just say ground rules. If you don't call her by my girl's name, nothing weird about it. Call
oh, okay. Her, I was, you know, I
if,
thought,
you're not,
yeah.
if you're not fulfilling a fantasy, you know, if you just genuinely have interest in a person that looks that way, I think I could get past it.
Okay.
They could be switching up, though, and you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have that to like be. Take you have to like take a permanent marker and like mark the inside of their
I think labia. I saw an episode of Sister like that where they was trading off days going to school because they didn't both want to go to school.
Yeah.
So they could just be trading off.
Something like that.
Just trying to get that good dick.
No, if I had a girl that had a twin sister, I would probably just be I'd be hounding my friends. I'd be like, you're married.
Yeah, like somebody
because no. You're a twin sister.
If I'm being completely honest, I think I would probably tell my bro absolutely not, simply because I'm already attracted to a woman that looks like that.
Yeah.
So I'm laying groundwork. So, you know, I'm trying to get that threesome popping off eventually, 10 years down the road or whenever that, you know.
If you're going to get a threesome, do you want like, so it's like, you know, it's like when you go to the buffet and like they may have really, really good prime rib. But you don't get just the prime rib. You're going to try the chicken also. You want another color meat.
It's true.
You know, you want to try a little bit of something on the side. You might want something with a little more, you know, something a little more marbled, a little more fat in that meat maybe.
So you're saying maybe, you know, she had an identical twin that was like a little bit overweight.
With
a
thigh. Yeah.
I mean,
that'd be okay.
Variety is the spice of life. I'm all for trying different things. But I'm also kind of a sci-fi guy. So if I could basically fuck a girl and her clone simultaneously, I'm all on board for that too.
Sure, yeah.
I still stand by my theory when we talked about this yesterday that I don't care if it's a sci-fi movie or not. There's always a good twin and an evil twin. So if you're having a threesome, you're still going to have different.
That evil twin probably a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the good twin's the one who'll snuggle you after.
No, I won't touch that.
Okay.
The good twin will, yeah. Right. Which everyone tells you to spit on him and call him a whore. You're like, I'm marrying you.
good twin in the streets.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys be down with it. You guys are into it. You guys be okay with it. Jeremy, how would you feel?
A lot more into it now.
Like if Megan had a twin sister and someone was like, hey, Let me put my penis in and around Megan's twin sister's face. Like, how would you?
I'd be fine with it.
You'd be fine with it.
I'd let somebody do that to Megan. I mean, I don't get
it. What do you think What's she's the going doing rate? Right now? Why do you think she lets you do this show?
She's at home with the three kids.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So you'd be okay with it.
You'd be fine.
You'd be, you don't care? Perfectly. It wouldn't be weird if someone's like, hey, that girl looks exactly like your wife. I want to have sex.
I mean, if
sex
they led with, hey, that girl looks exactly like your wife, I want to bang her.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a little
maybe
weird.
Phrasing is the key thing here, how you frame
it. It's how you approach it. Is this about the girl you're after, or is this about my wife?
Yeah, just having a
like, what is this about for you?
Why can't it be both? Why does it be one or the other?
I think, yeah, phrasing plays a crucial role.
Okay. Jakin, what do you about, hi, Matt, what do you think?
Man, you know me, like, first one that says okay, I'm with it.
Okay.
I know Jenkins had his dick in some weird places, so I'm sure he's okay with
that.
All
right, all right, that's fair. I just, like, I never asked him, because I didn't know how to broach that. I actually thought about it, then I started thinking about it more. I'm like, yeah, how do you tell someone you want to have sex with someone who looks exactly like their girlfriend? That's a weird conversation to have. So I passed up. Time is gone now, so I lost that one, but that's all right.
Oh, well. There'll be another.
Yeah, there'll be another. All right. Well, we are going to get in and talk to these guys. We'll catch up more on what I've been doing over the next couple weeks. It's been a lot, but yeah, we'll get into all that. Don't worry, guys. And we'll we have a game to play also. Jeremy, yeah. Game to play. We've got some news, let's talk to these guys. So you guys have both. You guys do hip hop here, based in Spokane. Now, are you guys from Spokane?
Originally from the Seattle area.
Okay,
I'm from like Linwood, Edmonds area.
Born a Sacred Heart. Yep.
Born right a Sacred. That's in Spokane. All right. Now, how long have you guys been doing hip hop for, or music in general? I guess. What did you guys start with hip hop, or did you guys was it another? Was there another genre first, or did you get it tiptoe into music any other way? Or
well, I know for me personally, I started off, I mean, back in high school, I was kind of a drama nerd. I did like improv classes and stuff, so I was more on the comedy end of things. I usually have to go the extra step and say, you know, like, whose line is it anyway? But yeah. I know who I'm talking to right now.
Little, so yes, I
don't have to do all that. Yeah. So that's kind of where I cut my teeth, and we were doing like a little bit of, you know, like wild and out type freestyle comedy type stuff as well at the shows. So that just transitioned into freestyling for me and just being quick on my feet and, you know, being funny with it and stuff. And I just always had a love for hip hop. So that's really where I started. And then linked up with this guy in 2012. And that's when we put out our first little mixtape that we recorded in a closet. Wow. And I mixed and mastered the whole shit myself. It was like 10 tracks too long. We did like 20 some odd tracks on that thing. And I'm like mastering tracks as I'm uploading other tracks for the final thing because it's supposed to come out at midnight. And I just burnt myself out on it. I said, I'll never do all that shit again. So now we just go somewhere. I rap. I let the guy twist the knobs and hopefully
let
it comes
him do
out
all
good.
That.
Exactly.
The how much of that music still exists? Is there still albums of that floating around somewhere?
Oh, yeah. You can get that.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had a Bandcamp page that has the original mixtape on it and a couple of our older stuff. We originally had a five-man group called Soundcast that was Exact Change, myself, It's Jakin was in it, our other buddy Devi, and our other homie Mods. And we were doing like a five-man collective for a while, but it's like wrangling fucking cats trying to get everybody to come to the show and like come out. So a lot of times it's like three out of five are performing, or it's like one night only you might catch all five of us.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, life happens to a lot of people. It became too difficult to manage. So, you know, the other cats moved on and we just kind of were left to, you know, keep moving on with it. So
that's a good band name. Wrangling Cats.
Wrangling cats. Maybe that could be our band name. See, that's the thing is we had Soundcast, and then after that all fell apart. We're like, well, he's Exact Change. I'm Matisse. We haven't really picked another group name because we're still just, you know, individuals doing the shit. So just, you know, Change of Matisse, Exact Change of Matisse.
Whatever. Maybe Wrangling Jazzy Cats.
Jazzy Cats.
The Wrangling Jazzy Cats. sounds like a gay bar in Portland or something.
That's exactly what I want in a hip-hop group name. It sounds like a gay bar.
Works out, man. It's all encompassing. We're down for anyone. All right. So now, what do you guys got? You guys got some stuff coming up. Some new. What are you working on?
So we've been working on a music video with our good friend Carlos.
Real Vlogs. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out him. So we have a song. We actually work with a local producer. His name's Unalienated Labor, and he makes beats.
Okay.
In Spokane, and we work with him, and he just we just collabed and made a song called Roadmaps. We haven't released a song yet. We're just going to do the video, and then we're going to release it all together probably. Oh. And we just wrapped it up. We just wrapped up shooting.
Nice.
Yeah, so looking forward
to that. Release, what are you thinking?
Probably, I would think, within the next month. I know we had one other final little reshoot we have to do for it just to get one little scene, and then he's going to put together the editing. The dude works pretty quick, so we should probably have a final cut of it, I would think, within the month and be ready to drop it. We did tease the single a little bit. Our buddy Nick, who owns the clothing shop Kingsley and Scout, super dope clothing shop over off Monroe, they had a little advertising campaign on Instagram, and he was looking for some music, something kind of summery, screen that the track just fit the vibe, so I shot it over to him. So we've teased it a little bit, but haven't released the final version, just trying to get it out with the video and everything. It'll be within the next month, though, I would imagine.
All right. So what's the hip-hop scene like here? I always try and gauge this with not just hip-hop, but music in general, and we have musicians in here. Because, I mean, there's some parallels with, like, comedy, traveling, things like that, but it's also, I found, very different in ways, too. What's the scene like here in Spokane for hip-hop and music in general, and then kind of beyond that for you guys?
Yeah, it's interesting because Spokane's not really the spot for hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you really, you know, you think more country music, you know.
Rock and stuff, punk shows
singers,
and stuff.
Like, you know, but for hip-hop, like, pretty much, you know, it's like the stigma. If you're like, oh, a hip-hop show in Spokane, you're like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is a real mixed bag because, I mean, you've got spots in town where anybody that pulled beats off the web and wrote some bullshit on a page can get on the stage and do whatever they want. So it's like, for the last few years, at least in my experience, because I've been doing it a long time, I mean, since I was like 18 or whatever. So, I mean, it's over 10 years now that I've been in the scene, and watching it grow and change from what it used to be, it did kind of get a really bad name out here because you'd go to a hip hop show. And the thing is, like, if you've got a punk show and it's all punk rock on the bill, like, you know what you're getting. Or if you got some screamo metal or whatever. But with hip hop, there's nuance to it. So there's like gangster rap, there's like juggalo clown rap, there's like, you know, lyrical hip hop rap type stuff. And there's so many different genres in that, but because the people that are booking the gigs are just like, oh, it's a hip hop show, put hip hop on it.
Yeah.
You end up with this like really disjointed, doesn't sound nothing really meshes well, and it creates for a bad vibe. So people just really stop coming to hip hop shows.
Also a bad mix of, you know, people. You mix up some of those demographics of people in the different type of listeners of hip hop. You're getting a very different crowd of people together that might not hang out together too.
Exactly. So I think it's really crucial to have the people that are booking the shows be familiar with the acts and things like that. It has been really nice though, even in the last like 3-4 years, to see like our homie TS the Solution, super dope cat that's really good. Django is another one that's obviously one of the cream of the crop out here. Yeah. So there are, in the last like 3 or 4 years, a couple of these choice acts that have really started to rise to the top and kind of, you know, show that they're worthy of calling something a Spokane hip-hop scene that's actually respectable, where you have a lot of these cats that are worth listening to.
They've really helped build it. Like, they've put together really good shows and brought people out and put people on the bill. You know what I mean? People like us, like, just brought us up and gave us opportunities.
Yeah, I felt way more solid in the hip-hop culture in the last few years than I ever have out here.
Nice.
So it's growing.
So where, I mean, how far out do you guys travel? A lot of time on the road, trying to get gigs outside of Spokane then, or what are you...
Currently, that's the next step for us, really. We've kept most of our stuff around Spokane. I mean, we've done a few shows here and there, a couple out in Seattle, that was a while ago, and then I just did a gig with my homie Eli, Brother Nature. He had a gig out at the Barter Fair in Tenasket, so I went out there and jumped on stage with him there and stuff. So, but that's really been the next move. We've just been kind of trying to put together a show that we feel is worthy of taking on the road. Because the problem is, you go out to a lot of these shows, and even if it's good music, with hip-hop especially, since there's no instruments or anything unless you have a hip-hop band that you put together, or a bass player or drummer or something, it's just two guys jumping around rapping on stage. And even if the bars are dope and everything's cool with the music, it's still kind of just, it's as a show, not very exciting. Yeah. You know, so trying to find that other element to add to it that makes it a little different from what you've seen before, that's really the stage that we're at now, so we can take something that's worth taking on the road, you know, out there.
So is there, you know, now with, I mean, how many albums are you guys moving? Albums or downloads? I mean, I guess, how do you monetize it for you guys?
It's all about streams and like merch with us.
Yeah, streams and merch is the big... We have a nice online presence built, you know, with the followers on social media and stuff, and the website that we have with merch and everything. It's mostly streaming. I mean, right now, like I said, we had that first little mixtape we did in the closet that we didn't make to Spotify, because at that point, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. We don't own our beats or anything way back then. But we have now 3 albums worth of material on Spotify and everything, and, you know, we make a nice little bit on the streams every month, and... You know, hopefully guide people to the website for the merch and everything. So
that's
kind of where we're at right now.
Well, speaking of, let's take a listen to one of your songs here. I think we've got a track called It's Been a Long Day. Is that the right one?
It has indeed.
All right, let's get that one. Let's take a listen to that one.
Sure.
Wow. Everybody got dreams, trying to make mine a reality. As silly as it seems when I've been stuck in this hourly wage job. Them days go by, time tearing my face off. My vision's deep rooted as a cavity. I wanna take off, but that time clock trapping me. It's like I need a teeny bit of space, but it's a genie wish away. Them names inside my house will never come to light magically. So what the fuck am I supposed to say? Guess I should stay quiet and focus on them phone calls, right? But I'm busy penning these verses, they can hold all night. I told y'all, I'm so all AU, that was a gold bar. Y'all probably didn't catch it like I hope y'all might, so catch me on the couch melting. Could be going out, but I'm selfish. A pint of good beer and some Netflix, and that's when they hit me on the text. Fresh beats, I'm suggesting that we meet up and wreck shit. It's been a long day, need two blunts right away. Six pack to the face, no complaints, man. It's been a long day, need a little fuck it in my system. Got a couple of them twisted, let's blaze, man. It's been a long day, center of the freestyle session. No stressing, I just got something to say, man. It's been a long day. No, I gotta go back tomorrow, but only cause I gotta get paid for another long day.
Work is no fun if at work there's no blunts. It's not work if you do what you love. Not this job though, working overtime, still I'm broke. I find no joy in this type of employment. Every second is poison, staring at the clock, wishing I could lie, say that I got a doctor's appointment. But I'm grown now, some telling me to put the microphone down and focus on the 9 to 5, writing rhymes when I'm supposed to be working, flirting with the uncertain. I got a feeling that it's my time to shine. If I could only escape, I know I got a bigger purpose in life. Boy, I was born to be great, but greatness ain't off until 8. I'm impatient, mind racing, can't wait to get wasted. Bruh, I can't wait to put dank in rotation and get to freestyling. Just thinking about it, keep me smiling.
Daytime weed, you just smoke a little bit of it and you write poetry.
Oh. Okay.
It's been a long day, need two blunts right away. Six pack to the face, no complaints, man. It's been a long day, need a little fuck it in my system. Got a couple of them twisted, let's blaze, man. It's been a long day, center of the freestyle session. No stressing, I just got something to say, man. It's been a long day, no, I gotta go back tomorrow, but only cause I gotta get paid for another long day.
From all day slaving, got a tall boy waiting. Change drawers out the door, I'm in the hallway blazing. Fuck trying to understand this Comcast statement. Got a blunt and a bottle, now I'm on track racing. I've been patient, they let me off with time served. 9 to 5 hours got me sour trying to find words that I can use to explain what I'm doing.
Wait, hey, hold up.
You fuck the world, man, I'm doing great.
Yo, pass it, Mike, I see that you been hogging all the Jameson and camping on the weed. I know you always got the dankest shit. After work, 4 bars, feeling like a celebration. Center of the freestyle, that's my meditation. How much you wanna make? They wanna bait me into working longer, but I'm out soon as that clock countdown. From the whip to the store for a swish to getting lit with the boys in this bitch. I need a trip, man. It's been a long day, need two blunts right away. Six pack to the face, no complaints, man. It's been a long day, need a little fuck it in my system. Got a couple of them twisted, let's blaze, man. It's been a long day, center of the freestyle session. No stressing, I just got something to say, man. It's been a long day, no, I gotta go back tomorrow, but only cause I gotta get paid for another long day.
All right, been a long day. Where'd they get that beat from? Who made that beat?
Shout out Unalienated Labor, man.
Yeah, who? I say that again?
Local guy, man. Unalienated Labor.
That's a dope beat. I like that.
Man. Thank you. Yeah, we came up on like that classic hip hop shit, that 90s like East Coast style. So that's really where we're at with the beats. Like,
yeah.
Jazzy, boom bap type. Yeah.
All right.
We fucking hate our jobs.
That's true. As they say, talk about what you know. We know about
no hating your
wanting
job.
To quit our job, smoking weed, and fucking up relationships.
All right. Speaking of your inspirations, let's go favorite rappers, GOAT all time for you. Who's nice. Who is it?
That's so easy for me. Devin the Dude.
Nice. All right. I respect that. You don't hear that often, but I respect it.
She never hear that. Nobody's going to say that but me.
All right.
So, yeah, Devin the Dude is my favorite.
He was
rapper.
Supposed to be at that Weedstock thing.
That's Northwest Fire Fest.
Are you talking about Northwest Fire Festival?
Yeah. That thing.
We were on that.
Were you?
Yeah, we were. We dropped out before shit hit the fan and everyone else dropped out. Yeah. We had other
Spider
things
Sense.
That happened.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently the whole thing is going to shit. I don't know. So I know a couple guys on there that I really like, but I don't know what's happening. So,
yeah,
they asked me to get some comedy going that a long time ago, and then that kind of fell apart too. But you know.
These things happen. That's the scene, man. Yeah. They, you try to build, and sometimes shit falls apart.
I can imagine it's hard when you're getting that many working parts and sponsors trying to get the money and then getting big names and spending money on shit like that. That's, I mean, that's, you know, if you got to get, you probably got to put a lot of money out to get a guy like Devin the Dude up, I assume. I don't know what the dollar amount is, but.
I mean, all I heard is they said he was paid for, and then last minute the dude that said he paid for him was like, oh, yeah, I didn't do that. I'm not talking to any of you anymore. So he just kind of bowed out into the darkness.
Sounds about right.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to – that's the one thing that I've noticed is as it compares to, like, other shows versus hip-hop shows, it's only hip-hop where you get these people that are just, like – they say they're promoters or they say they're doing big shit, and they just – they flake on you last minute.
I don't know. That happens in comedy, too.
Oh. I guess I'm not familiar with the comedy world. I just meant music. Yeah. I'm sure that happens, too.
We know some people. I think Jeremy and I can name a couple people.
Right.
Matisse, what's your favorite hip-hop artist?
My favorite rapper, I came up on Outkast was my favorite. I own all their albums. So Andre 3000 from Outkast is probably.
What's their best album?
Best album? Dirty Southern Playlist, the Cadillac Music.
ATLians is my that's my favorite album.
I'm gonna controversial opinion. I did not like ATLians.
Really?
There was like maybe one track on there that
I feel like that first half of that CD I could listen to over and over again for the rest of my life.
A lot of good, yeah.
Aquemini is the best.
See, that's I feel like
Aquemini was pretty good, and then Stakonia was all right, and then it just was like
Love Below Speaker Box was like their commercial attempt. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't what you wanted from Outkast. But yeah, I would probably either say Andre 3000 from Outkast or Nas. I listen to a shit ton of Nas coming up.
Yeah,
so
that's a legit one. All right, we're gonna. Do you guys, Jeremy, you got that game ready?
Sure.
I think we're gonna play a quick game. So, Jeremy, our faithful producer here, has loaded up the intro, like start of a couple hip hop songs, and what we're gonna do is he's going to play the song, and we're going to see. Who can name the song? So if you know it, yell out your name, and that'll stop it, and then you get a chance to.
So do you want me to play it until somebody guesses it?
Yeah, play until somebody guesses it. But let's do this. So
can I yell out my name?
Yell out your name. Okay. If you want a chance, if you think you know it, and then you get a chance to guess. We'll go 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist. So if you can get both, you can get 2 points per. I just said pick out someone. Sophie, you're gonna play too.
Okay. It's random because I wasn't sure what.
Okay, see,
he asked.
He's like, "What do you want me? How hard do you want me?" I'm like, "Dude, you know hip hop. Just make, just play, play it, and we will find out." So if you think
if
you know it, just.
You think so? I'll just throw some out there. I don't know what would be the hardest.
Just throw them out. See what happens.
All right, you ready?
So we're raising hands?
No, just call out your name.
Okay.
And then you get a chance
cool.
to get you. Yeah. It sounds like something like E40 or Spice One, but I don't know yet. Hold on.
Kind of the same era in the area.
Bay Area?
Can you turn it up? That's definitely Bay, yeah.
Oh, God, I should know this, too. It's like, it's right there.
It's on. Deez. Once again, I come to you with Russia. Game to bust. That sounds like, Spice One. But
sounds
I don't.
Like
it sounded like Scarface or Ghetto Boys. I was gonna say.
Who said?
Untouchable Scarface.
Who said Scarface? Ooh. All right, one. I don't think anyone got the song, but
no way I would have got that song.
No way.
All right.
Really taking it back, man. Yeah. I feel like there's a generation gap here.
A little bit.
Deez.
I mean,
it's the Beastie Boys.
Yes.
But I don't know who the what fucking song that is. I don't really like the Beastie Boys.
That fucking CD was amazing, though. I'm not that big of a Beastie Boys fan, but that was their best CD.
All right. We were talking about doing a Beastie Boys cover on stage. No one in hip-hop's doing covers. That's like the one genre of music you can't get famous doing covers. Country, you could do a cover. Rock, you could do a cover.
Yeah.
Hip-hop just to go out there like, your mom threw away your best porno, man.
No, what you should do is like do a compilation song of like eight Beastie Boys songs put together.
Okay, that's cool.
So you guys are saying there's a generation gap here, so I'm going too far back.
Maybe, oh, no, I'm talking shit.
Well, I'm from the same generation as you.
Yeah, man. I'm talking shit. So.
Let's see.
We were born in 95, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, 2001. Yeah. I'm just young.
How serious are you guys?
Not serious. Okay. I was born in 88, but I didn't want to admit it because I should know this shit.
Bro, I didn't start listening to rap music until like 2000.
You're a little late.
You got a point already.
That Bay Area shit again.
Right? Fucking West Coast synth, man.
Deep. It's too short. No!
It's not too short.
That sounds like... I didn't get any vocals yet. I just thought I recognized that from Short Dog in the House.
All of a sudden, it was a new day. Who cares? I can barely see the sun.
Deep. Threw on them... He's Drew Dare.
Damn!
Yeah, nice. Very nice.
The youngest kid's cleaning it up, man.
All right. You going all that fucking...
Got that
you
the youngest.
Yeah, I hear that.
Sophie, come on. You got this. You can do it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
We believe in you.
I fucking love Drew Down, man.
Oh,
Drew Down's
here,
dope.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
It's one of my favorite CDs of all time.
Rob is just enough to make a hard rock smash.
Deez. That is Method Man and Mary J. Blige, You're All I Need.
I was right there, too. I was about to say it.
I figured that one was going to be way
too easy. Yeah, that was right where I'm at, bro.
Man. Got to go a little bit newer.
I'm going to get fucking stuck.
I know this. Hold up. I got to let the beat drop. What is this? I know this, too.
I know something from the Last Samurai soundtrack.
It's the Aladdin soundtrack, actually.
Polo to the float out. Matisse, you already. Matisse, so is this, is that Big Boy?
Yep.
Is that Big Boy and Jeezy?
Jeezy at Killer Mike.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yep. Okay. Yep. Big
Do you
boy,
know the
Jeezy
name of the
Killer
song?
Mike. The song is.
Oh, that is.
What
right?
is the name of the fucking
don't know
song?
The song? But I know which song.
Hold up.
It rhymes with the kind of a movie.
Oh, that's terrible. I can't.
Tarantino.
Return of the Jedi.
No, is it?
Not a Tarantino film.
No, I can't even think of the name right now.
It's Kill Jill.
Oh, there we go. That's
all right.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So Matisse has one. Exact changes too. I got two.
Let's see.
I'm gonna do a tiebreaker for these two or see if I can catch up.
My favorite falling behind us.
Good thing you didn't put money on it.
Niggas.
Deez, it's Junior Mafia. Yep. But I don't know what song it is.
Player's Anthem.
Oh, I didn't get enough of it yet.
That's the risk you take. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
like,
man,
I know who it is, but I just can't.
I'm just trying to get that point on that kid.
Oh, man. How many more do you want me to do?
Let's do at least two.
I have 100 more.
Let's do it. Let's do at least two more. Let's say 2 to 3 more. Because we got to do some news, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Matisse. Is it, wait, hold up. Is it Trick Daddy?
No.
Oh, fuck.
He is on the song.
Keep playing it.
Yeah,
let's keep playing it.
I gotta get like half a point for knowing Trick Daddy's on the song. Trick Daddy, let a kid. I know, right? Round here.
Who's the main artist?
I let you know how I do it, bro.
dancing. And I'm out eight in the mall, dog. Glock two around here. What you do around
here? That's not Trick Daddy?
And you know I keep my tool around here. My niggas act a fool around here.
Is it Memphis Bleak?
Is it Memphis Bleak? Round here. Round here, bro.
Wow. Oh man, this is fun. We should do this every week.
This is a great game.
I feel you gave a hint, so I won't take that point either. Let's go. Let's keep going. That's not.
I get a half point for Trick Daddy.
Sure, we'll give you a half.
It's a little halfy.
You get a 0.5.
Stubby boy. All right.
Man, I want to do two more.
All right.
Well, this one's just gonna be an instrumental because it would be too easy if you heard the fucking voice.
Come on now.
Oh, it's... Oh, God damn it. Why am I fucking...
Sophie, are you going to chime in?
Hold on. This is a...
I mean, it sounds like Deez, a Tupac
Deez, beat. It's a Too Short song that's... Nope. No?
No.
It sounds like a Tupac song.
No, it's not. It's.
Hey, you want me to play it with the guy's voice?
It's not Player's
Fault.
Wake
your punk ass up for the 93 shot. MC8's in the
motherfucking house. Oh, yeah. All right.
Menace to Society.
Yeah, no yeah. Point. I knew it was from a movie,
no
man.
No points on that one. Man.
Man, for some rappers.
I know, we're piss poor, bro. I was expecting like a Would You Rather or a Fuck, Marry, Kill. You hit me with this hip-hop game, and I'm like... Oh!
Deez. God damn it.
I know. Matisse, come on. Give me...
It's, Can I Work It? Let Me Work
It. No, it is not. It's not. It's Matisse. It's Nori.
Yep.
It's, God.
It's, Nothing.
Yep.
What you trying to do... Nothing.
All right.
I love this.
One more. Period.
Let's do one more. Oh, that's too easy.
Matisse.
Yeah. Hold on. We're.
Yeah, we're. We got some noise happening.
Is there a helicopter flying over?
Yeah, it's a ghetto bird.
There you go. I'll try that again. Okay, let's go one more.
Okay. Not that one, though.
Not. Yeah. No Slick Rick. Yeah.
A little Street Story.
Children's
story. Yeah.
Immediately.
God damn. That's fun.
Damn it.
Jesus Christ. That's Eazy-E, and it is the name of the song. It doesn't matter. I win anyway. But the name of the song is. I don't fucking remember now.
Gangsta Beats for the Street.
It's Gangsta Beats. Thank you. Yeah. Great song. All right.
Deez beats us.
Deez beats. Hey, man, he's the host. We got to let him win.
Yeah, let him.
Jake, hey, can you get one of those beers back there?
If we wouldn't have had technical difficulties on a Slick Rick, I would have had that.
Yeah. Well, and then, me and him grew up around the same time, so I kind of feel like that's kind of.
That's, yeah.
Thanks, man.
Is there another one over there?
He's got a man on the inside.
That's, yeah, Eazy-E is. That's my shit right there.
Oh, yeah. I love AIDS, too.
My favorite rapper and my favorite basketball player had AIDS.
Michael Jordan?
All right. Sophie, you ready to do some news?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy, you going to play the song for her?
Yeah, I can plug this back in. Let's helicopter impersonation again.
No, let's play her. I guess I could play it too, but if you get right there.
I got to go through our chat, through all the dick pics. Where is it? There we go. All right.
This is a song we decided. Well, it's until we record your actual song, which we'll do tonight. Okay, Sophie.
Okay. Wait, you're still playing it? Okay.
Oh my fucking god. How do you find these things?
Please send it to me.
Yeah, he would. This is the best new song ever.
I'm not sure how long it goes for.
Yeah.
Okay, that's. I think we get the idea. All right. And that's the news. All right, Sophie, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, so wait. Okay, at the University of Connecticut, they are teaching Cannabis 101.
Ooh,
which is like funny because everybody learns about weed anyway when they're in college, but now you have to pay for it extra.
Don't you have to pay for it anyway?
Yeah. Well, you guys.
Unless
do.
You're a hot girl, yeah. No. Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah, so, that's pretty much that. That's. I just thought it was a funny headline. Yeah, of all fucking.
What are they
places.
Teaching them?
I think it's like the, like, okay, I'll go back to
is it. Is weed legal in Connecticut? Do we know?
I don't think it's legal yet. So.
No.
It's like, no, I believe me. I know where it's legal. It's not it.
I got a ticket. I got to go respond to it.
They have classes of seed selection, lighting, irrigation, and plant nutrients. So basically growing it. But
like botany then, basically like fucking hydroponics and shit.
Yeah.
Why? That seems weird that
no,
they would.
No, they're racist. That's what this is.
Connecticut?
Yes. They're
That's
to
weird.
Draw, they, what do black people like? Weed. Let's teach them how to grow
whoa,
weed.
Whoa,
get
whoa,
black
whoa.
People on the fucking goddamn basketball team. Hey,
that's true.
This is their excuse right? for
you
teaching the
yeah,
kids.
I'm not the racist people. Like,
weed. But they said.
Let's make one thing clear. Everybody likes weed.
Well, yeah,
I like weed.
But I'm talking like them over there. You know?
Yeah. Sure.
People.
But yeah, they're yeah, justifying it by saying it that it's just hemp that they're teaching the kids how to grow
okay.
because hemp is becoming more like
so hippies
popular.
Connecticut
yeah.
seems weird. I'm confused by the colonies. Like those places that were the original states. I feel like those are the worst states.
They just stuck to those old ways.
Yeah, yeah. like, why are they going back to hemp? What are they doing? Are they building fucking ropes for
They're
their
trying
sailboat?
Not to use papers and plastics anymore.
I was hoping they'd teach me how to make a bong out of an apple.
Yeah, that's...
like useful weed skills.
Yeah.
I need like a MacGyver smoker 101.
Right. how to make it so your mom doesn't know you're smoking weed in
yeah.
the basement.
Yeah.
You take
some dryer sheets
in a toilet roll tube, rubber bands.
Which, does that work actually?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Works like fucking. Works
then you
like
just stuff. Have like downy fresh weed.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Works for you.
Makes your mom think you're responsible.
So anytime
you're there doing laundry, such a good little kid.
Anytime your mom does laundry, then you want to smoke weed.
That's true.
It's like a trigger.
So are they getting more people to the college because this or what are they?
Probably. Apparently over 300 students have already signed up for this class. Connecticut and New York are currently considering recreational marijuana legalization, so I guess it will contribute to that. Course instructor Matthew DiBacco said, the goal is to dispel myths and information that, quote, may have absolutely no scientific basis about growing the plant.
So wait, he's like, I fucking don't know if this works, but let's try. So this is a lark. I bet this guy was super fucking stoned with another tenured professor and be like, dude, we can't get fired for anything. And he's like, I bet you can't convince him to do a class about growing weed. He's like, well, you want to fucking bet I can?
Yeah. He said there's a certain culture associated with cannabis. I myself am a Grateful Dead head. That's the teacher of the class.
Yeah,
so it's
I
like
I was just going to say they're going to do a unit on the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess a live show in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I don't this. It's just when is it just going to be done, right? Was anyone else when you were a kid, when you were like 15, you were probably like, so like when I'm an adult, we're going to be done arguing about like weed and gay rights. Like
oh,
those
yeah.
are the two things.
You
I'm
would
like,
think
we'll totally be done with that. And who I would have never guessed. Like 20 years later, I'm like, why are we still arguing about this?
Well, and
shit?
Not only that, but. Nazis are back.
Yeah, we're regressing. People, yeah, Nazis happened? Are back and people think the earth is flat again.
I'm trying to graduate weed college with honors. And all
yeah. That'd be the lowest attended graduation class because everyone forget what time it was when you show up.
We're supposed to be there when?
Yeah.
June 5th is when Connecticut votes on legalizing it.
Okay, so it's coming up, in hot. When can we just be like, listen, just fucking let's just do it. Denver just legalized mushrooms.
That's tight.
Fuck yeah.
Well, they decriminalized it.
So it just makes it the lowest priority. It's still technically you're not allowed to have, but it's the lowest priority and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, that's a live show in Denver.
We did a live show here.
Yeah, we did it here. Yeah, we did that here. Although it's not legal here, but they can't catch us. They don't know when we record. Monday nights. all right. What else is going on out there, Sophie?
Okay, I have an interesting take on a much talked about topic. A child called 911 to report being left in a hot car with six other kids. So it's interesting because the kid called 911 on the caretaker, but also like six kids. That's like a lot of kids to forget about in your car.
Well, that's also a lot of kids to drag around a fucking grocery store for 25 minutes too. I had to leave him in the car also.
No, my kid was sitting there sleeping the other day and I was like, fuck, I should just leave him in there.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's like 80 outside.
He'd be fine. How long?
Like a half an hour.
They'd be fine.
My windows are kind
of
tinted.
They got a phone or a tablet. They're fine. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're locked in the car with six other kids, one of those little shits knows how to unlock a door.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
you have no reason to call the fucking cops.
Right. Six kids? So the oldest has got to be at least eight, unless she's like cranking them out, two twins at a time.
It might not be all siblings. A 37-year-old woman, the mother of two of the kids.
Oh, okay.
So she was charged with confinement of children inside a motor vehicle, which
that's a crime.
We're a fucking
My babysitter as a kid,
right?
They just put you in a car, put
so
the child safety
locks.
Weren't
all her kids,
they weren't all her kids, but also, if they're old enough to call 911,
listen, if a kid has a phone, you can lock him in a car.
You thought you were enrolling your kid in daycare, there was no E on that shit, it was just day car.
We day
just
car. Put him in That's
fucking day car.
Is it the newest from Daihatsu? The day car.
The day car. That third row seating.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. If a kid has a phone and knows how to use it, they're never in danger. Like I'd leave them with, you know, any of those guys on To Catch a Predator even.
I bet you would. The kids were ages 2 to 4, which apparently it's only illegal to leave a kid in the car if they're under the age of 13, which still seems a little old.
That shit doesn't make sense to me. 2 to 4. I know in most places, if you're 4, you still got to be in a car seat. How are you fitting six car seats in one car?
Yeah.
This is all shady from the get-go.
A fucking limousine.
Where was this?
This was in, Maryland.
Maryland. All this East Coast.
Another one of the colonies.
Yeah, it was colonies. And we just got to get rid of
those. What part of Maryland? Baltimore? I believe it.
Yeah. Nobody has a car in Baltimore. Shit just got stolen.
Cars are homes.
So the lady got arrested, and their six kids are safe, right?
Yes.
To go on and
they moved him to a van.
They're just going to steal cars, grow up to steal cars.
It was a Monte Carlo SS.
Oh, damn, the SS too? Shit.
What are they bitching about?
Yeah. It's a nice
six
ride.
How the fuck do you fit six kids in that goddamn car?
Trunk space?
Is that a two-door?
Yeah, it's a two-door.
Yeah, it's a two-door.
Wow.
All right. Well, they made it, right? Let's see.
They made it.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, that's a Baltimore car for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, probably had tinted windows, too, so they were probably fine.
No, I would say you could tell what kind of car it was from the plates, but it didn't
Doesn't
have plates.
Tinted windows make it worse?
Well, it's going to block out the sun.
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
It's going to hide the fact that there's kids in it.
Yeah. The thing I hate the most is that everyone now is such a they want to be a hero that they're so quick to throw a brick through a window if your dog's in there. So it's like, what if you did just run in for 1 minute and you know the dog's fine? It's like, god damn it, now I gotta fucking replace my window and my dog is still here too. Like, geez, what these fucking people. dogs bark. Speaking of dog, my dog's barking. all right, Sophie, let's do one more real quick, then we'll wrap up here.
Does everybody know who Felicity Huffman is?
Yes.
Okay. She tearfully pleads guilty in college admissions scandal.
Ooh.
Yeah. So she admitted to paying $15,000 for a proctor to change her daughter's SAT answers. I thought that would be more interesting.
It sounds like she's going about it the right way, though, if she's tearfully pleading. That other girl from Full House, Aunt Becky.
Yeah, they're making a
show
out of it.
She's smiling and shit. She's like, whatever.
Creepy.
What
I didn't know something.
Confused, though, is how come she's only being charged with it, but the girl from Full House, her and her husband are being charged for it?
Oh.
The husband was involved,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Here's the thing that this.
Because what's his name? It's the guy from Shameless.
Mosimo. It's Mosimo. Mm-hmm.
No. But Felicity Huffman's husband's
William H. Macy
is her husband. So how
I don't know.
He's not going to fucking jail.
See, I don't know hip hop songs, but I know like middle aged white actors. <all day. laughs>
That's as gangster as it gets. That's like hip hop for real, right there.
You need like a Steve Guttenberg reference or something.
Listen,
so
I know
one.
Short Circuit.
She took one for the team. That's what happened.
Yeah.
All the rich people got together and they're like, listen.
Here's the thing, though. This is like a nothing burger to me. This is a non crime to me. I don't. Yeah. Everyone who's getting their kids into rich colleges is paying a lot of money, and I don't really care. Here's the only person this really affects is some other rich white person that didn't get into college because this rich white person got into college.
Yeah, unless
it's not like
girl...
It's not like there's some disenfranchised like youth from the ghetto that's getting in. They like got bumped out of USC because Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin's daughter wanted to pretend she was on the fucking row team. Like,
okay, it was an SAT. And what if her fucking daughter's trying to be a doctor and then she's going to cheat on all her doctor tests and then Felicity Huffman's daughter is treating you for fucking whatever.
They're not being doctors. They're like Instagram influencers. Like that's a job now.
Well, Felicity Huffman's like, if she was trying to become a doctor, like there's so many like fail safes in between now and then. Like they gotta go out and practice.
Not kill anybody.
They gotta go.
This is like not really. This is white on white crime that I'm not that worried about.
White on white crime is not crime.
Yeah, this is. It's no one loses out here. These like another thing. Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman. These people are what I call earners. They make a lot of money. And pay a shit ton in taxes. So now we want to lock them up and we pay for them to be in jail. Fucking leave them out on the streets. Make fucking Lori Loughlin do a spinoff show of Fuller House. And now every dollar she makes goes to some fucking foundation of putting poor people into college instead of fucking making her go to jail. That makes way more sense to me. Then the idea that we're going to put her in jail and we're going to foot the bill. That's fucking horse shit. She didn't actually do anything. Like, really, like, she paid a lot of money for her kids to go to college. Guess what? Every library or wing or fucking some place where the kids are, the dorm rooms, are all named after someone. And those people are now legacies and all their kids go to school there. Because they fucking built it. You can either build a library or give someone $150,000 your kid gets in. But either way, you just paid for your kid to get into USC. So I don't know what the difference is.
D's for mayor. Yeah,
okay, and also to answer your question about why the daughter didn't get in trouble, apparently she didn't know that.
No, I'm wondering why the husband didn't get, William H. Macy didn't get in trouble.
He probably didn't know either.
Also, there's this weird thing about it where it's like assuming. By the time they put the check in the mail, so now it becomes like wire mail fraud, which is a federal offense, and the RICO Act gets kicked in. It's like all these weird little they paid someone to get their daughter into college.
Yeah, they're in witness protection. With this is
a nothing burger to me, and it annoys me to know no one's been injured, no one's been harmed. So one fucking white girl had to go to UCLA instead of USC. God forbid, you know. Jesus Christ, it's okay. That's the only thing that happened in this whole story. And just let these people earn billions of dollars a year. Make Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman have some shit talk show on Lifetime, and all the money goes to getting poor people into college. Let's do that. That sounds way better.
Make Lori Loughlin do porn.
Okay, I'm into that too. And her daughter.
Yeah.
She's 18, right?
Hold on.
if she's...
Let's not get carried away.
Either way, let's do it.
I'm assuming she is.
I'm with that rule, though, the punishment fitting the crime thing. That's like a while ago someone said if you still bump in Michael Jackson songs or R. Kelly songs, just every time you listen to a song, just donate $1 to abuse funds or
there
something
you go.
Like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to cancel them. You could still listen to, you know, Beat It and
yeah.
I Believe I Can Fly and all that shit, Remix to Ignition.
Yeah,
just donate
yeah.
to charity.
A little bump and grind.
Yeah.
Put
a dollar in the I Got Touch jar.
that's a weird jar to have around. Why do you have the jar over there? You're going to find out a little
bit.
Yeah,
so they're 19, they're 19 and 20.
Yeah, perfect. Bang the shit out of them.
yes, sir.
See, they probably kind of look alike, though. That goes back to the identical
yeah,
twin thing.
Yeah, it's kind of, they're pretty hot. Yeah. I still think Chloe Loughlin might be hotter, though.
The younger one looks exactly like her, man.
All right.
Like,
no, man.
I tag Lori Loughlin only if I can call her Becky,
like,
though.
Identical.
Oh, that one?
The other one.
They both look exactly
yeah,
like
but she's kind of like the generic version. I feel like.
No, I think
like
she's
the Western family.
I think she's still hotter.
I know. I'm like,
she's
still
hotter.
Yeah, sure. Man. She knows what she's doing, too. She's got experience.
Plus,
yeah. like
those
that.
Look like children. She looks like she's like ready to front some cash.
Yeah.
Shady
yeah.
shit.
She'll fucking she'll buy you a burger afterwards and tell you get a good job.
I bet John Stamos showed her a thing or two.
Yeah. all right. Let's see. I think that's probably we probably need to wrap. That's good for now. Good.
59:40.
Okay. Guys, tell us where people can find you. Social media. How to track you down.
Yeah, just find me in the street, run up on me, take my wallet, I'm out. No, it's Izlow Matisse on all social media. So Izlow is Izlow Matisse, and I'm on Instagram, all that other shit, Spotify, wherever. We got a YouTube channel. Check us out.
Exact Change. I'm not going to spell it. Find it. It'll be in the text.
It'll be in the notes for the show. Yeah. But and you guys got a video dropping soon, and people are going to be able to find that where?
YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, because that's where everything goes down.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube or at the website. It's changeandmatisse.com. So change, C-H-A-N-G-E. Matisse, M-A-T-I-S-S-E, changeandmatisse.com.
All right, follow that, guys, and check out what they're doing. Got a music video. They got new music coming soon. I'm sure it's going to be hot. Find them and, yeah, check them out, guys. All right, anything else before we get out of here? Guys, you guys, anything? You get, yeah?
Thanks for having us, man.
All right, thank you very much, guys. And for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Sophie, Jeremy, Exact Change, and Matisse, and Jakin, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to all the people allergic to peanuts, victims of white crime, Too Short, my friend's girlfriend, my friend's girlfriend's twin sister, my friend, dragons, kids in Denver, everyone who attends UCLA, and the people who were in the theater when I saw the movie Hereditary. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. Which everyone tells you to spit on him and call him a whore, you're like, I'm marrying you.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!